This is MoneyWise with Scott Quinlan from station sponsor Solus Financial across southeast Queensland, where we talk about how to grow wealth with information that is general advice only, doesn't take into account your objectives, financial situation or needs. And this week, Scott, I'd like to talk to you about fixed interest. A lot of people have part of their super sitting in a fixed interest investment. Can you break that down for me, please?
Yeah, fixed interest can include a couple of different things: term deposits, corporate bonds, government bonds. And bonds really are about investors lending money to either governments or companies when they need to borrow money to build things. So think of maybe Queensland state government building the Olympics. If they want to spend the money on those infrastructure projects, they might need to borrow money, and so they would sell bonds. And it works a lot like term deposits. They pay an interest rate that they set. It's usually a fixed rate, and then they set a term for it as well. A little bit different than term deposits. You can get your money back early if you want to, so it's liquid.
So I'm thinking that it's a smoother ride than shares, but possibly lower returns?
Yeah, it's definitely a smoother rider than shares. These are government and big corporate institutions just paying an interest rate like a bank would. So it's a nice smooth ride. Interest rates going up and down can affect the capital value a little bit, but generally we diversify it out over multiple different governments and multiple different companies to help reduce that risk.
And just quickly, risk?
Yeah, very low, very, very low. Maybe at the moment you're getting about 5 to 6% return, something like that.
Scott, thank you. Always good to see you and hear your advice. Scott Quinlan from Solus Financial across southeast Queensland.
Thanks, Chris.